I started playing piano at 3, and I asked my parents for piano lessons, but they said no. So
they said
I had
no.
Yeah, they said no. Well, you know, I was 3, so I said no.
But you're too young to play the. How can you learn to play the piano at 3, right?
Yeah, and they weren't, and the teachers weren't giving out piano lessons yet. So I took out a little toy keyboard, and I started mimicking all of the music I heard on, like, I don't know, you know, the movies or on the radio or on TV. Anywhere I heard it, I would start mimicking on my little toy keyboard. And so I called my parents, and I told them, look, I can do it. And with my height, my very high voice that I don't have anymore. And so I showed them, and they said, we're getting you piano lessons, Ethan.
So you start playing, you start actually getting lessons after really impressing your parents at such a young age. How did you get the net? How do you go from playing the little toy piano and then getting some piano lessons to like being on The Tonight Show? How did you get to where you had that kind of national exposure?
Well, actually, this is a pretty funny story. I was doing a recital for my teacher in a mall. And
did you say at a mall?
At a mall.
Okay.
And it was a small mall, and, you know, it was a recital for her. And so we did it. And so I guess someone filmed that and put it on YouTube. And then about a month later, the Jay Leno show called us and asked if we would come. So we said yes. And we went on, and then it was a really cool experience. Jay's a really nice guy. It was really fun. And then after that, we went on the Oprah show, and then it started building up, and that's really how it all really started developing.
Now, how does that kind of early fame and exposure affect your life as a person? Do you feel like you're able to be even kind of a normal kid, even with all of this stuff going on?
Well, it definitely affects my life because actually I have finals right now in school, but I'm actually on tour, so I have to do finals on tour. But I do have time to be a regular kid always. When I'm back at home, you know, I get to play with my friends, and even on the road, I get to play video games and read. And but really, I definitely have time to be a regular kid.
Now, you've also donated your efforts to benefit concerts, raising money for the Children's Miracle Network and other charities. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I think it's really important that if you have a talent, I think you should use it to help other people. And I think that's so important because whatever your talent is, I mean, if it's music, if it's sports, if it's drawing, or if it's cooking, whatever it is, if you use it to help other people, I think that's very inspiring. And there's so many people out there that need it. I think if we could all help a little, it would be amazing. And I mean, as I travel, I see this more and more. And as I get older, I understand more because I asked a lot of questions when I was little. Like, for example, my little brother, when he was born, he went through 3 heart surgeries. And I would ask my parents, well, why did this happen? And what about the other kids? What do they think of him? And I started asking and asking. And now I understand more and see more, and I think it's really important to help.
Ethan, I have a son who's almost 13, and of course I was once 13 myself a long time ago. And one thing that young men deal with are some changes from nature, including to our voices. So as a singer, how have you and how are you dealing with that?
Well, It's pretty hard, I gotta say. but I mean, really, thankfully I have the piano, so I can, you know, anytime my voice sort of cuts out, I can always play. But I mean, it's definitely dropping. Like, for example, for the Power of Music special we filmed, which was just a year ago, maybe just actually 11 months. My voice was, you know, still pretty high. And I was 12, and I was singing pretty high. And 2 months later, I started noticing that it was pretty hard to hit those high notes. But I could still hit them. And then 2 months later, I woke up and I sounded like an adult. And I freaked out. And so we did a few concerts, and I couldn't hit those high notes anymore. So we decided to, because we had a few concerts with symphonies, we decided to change the scores lower. So we had to change the scores, and it took like a whole process, and we finally got it. And 2 weeks later, it completely dropped again. And so, yeah, I'm definitely experiencing that change.
Ethan, tell us, if you would, about your show at the Paramount Theater on Saturday.
I'm really excited. We're going to bring the Power of Music special, which was actually airing on the PBS station in Charlottesville on WVPT. And it was really fun to film that. And we're bringing that special to the Paramount Theater. I can't wait. We're going to have all types of music and lots of surprises. And I hope a lot of people come.
And so if people in our area did not see your Power of Music special on public television last month, that's what they can expect if they're there at the show. Is that right?
Yes. We're probably going to have we're definitely going to have a lot more stuff, a lot more music and a lot of surprises. And Damian McGinty, who is also a special guest on the show, will do a full set of his own. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, great. Well, Ethan Bortnick, thanks so much for your time. It was so good to meet you. You're doing some very special things.
Oh, thank you.